Richard Lee is the founder of StockRadar, a trading company with a strong educational slant. Richard pioneered the use of technical analysis at Dow Jones in London between 1991 and 1996. He's also worked for other leading financial institutions, such as the Australian Bullion Company and National Australia Bank. In 2002, he created StockRadar to provide an independent alternative to fundamental analysis. We speak with him now about his trading journey. Richard Lee, hello and welcome to Talking Trading.
Thank you, Caroline. Nice to speak to you.
Richard, you have a really interesting story. When and how did you first get into trading?
Well, a long time ago, about 1980, I was 21, very wet behind the ears, and I was working for a company called Australian Bullion Company. I learned then under a very gruff boss called Neville Davies, and he was responsible for hedging the gold exposure. And I saw how it all worked as he used charts, and from that point I was hooked. So the first lesson that I actually learned from there was you don't need fundamentals to trade and make money.
What mistakes did you make when you were first starting out?
Okay, well, I certainly made a lot of mistakes, as we all do. But there's nothing like the pain of a financial loss to hardwire your pain pleasure receptors for the future. It's a very hard landing sometimes. But hopefully when you're learning, the damage isn't too great, and because it can cost you quite a lot of money. I remember one sleepless night in particular when I was working in London. I averaged down an overnight gold position that went horribly wrong. And when you're young, you tend to take on more risk, but hopefully you learn from that experience. The irony was at the time that I was actually working for Dow Jones, educating clients on technical analysis and managing risk.
Because you actually pioneered the use of technical analysis at Dow Jones in London, didn't you? Between 1991
and 1991. That's right, Caroline. Yeah, that was a very new area for them then, and as it was fairly new for the market, the seminars and education process was a way of creating and managing clients for Dow Jones. So it was a very good way, but you know, the analysis and the managing risk side was very important. And what I did learn from that was you never average a loser.
What advice would you give to people who are starting out as traders?
Well, I guess the common ones are that you build your trading plan using a proven edge and then you protect yourself using money management principles. However, I think the most important thing then to actually have the discipline to implement that system. It's very easy to have a system, but you need to be able to implement it properly, and that can be a downfall. And I find being accountable to somebody else, or in my case, to my clients, keeps me very much on the straight and narrow, because you can trick yourself sometimes. So it's my clients that keep me honest, and we try and keep them informed with a fortnightly newsletter explaining what we're doing and why. And even the best investors, Jesse Livermore included, fail the discipline test. So it is the vital part of a trading plan, I think.
In what ways do you trick yourself?
Well, I would trick myself by taking an overnight position, thinking I was probably going to be okay. But that was really the ego. And that's the big thing we need to get rid of in this business, because the egos can take you a long way down the wrong track.
Are you more conservative with your risk these days?
No, I manage risk. That's totally my job. You know, when I trade, I look for my analysis to get me into a market. But once I'm in a market, in a trade, the position is managed totally from a money management perspective.
How has trading affected your lifestyle?
It allows me to be my own boss. That's the bottom line. It's hugely rewarding, trading. It's also, I'm lucky enough to live by the beach in Melbourne, and I walk to work in T-shirts and shorts. That's weather permitting down here, of course. But it's taught me to have a contentment and to be happy with what you've got and to not let greed derail your long-term goals.
Richard, what do you love about trading the markets?
Well, what I love about trading in the market is an eternal challenge. It's a passion of mine to analyse markets and to be good at trading. And you can have good periods and bad periods. So the markets are always teaching you lessons on how to improve yourself.
Richard, is there anything you'd like to offer our listeners?
We offer the service of StockRadar, of course. We try and guide people through the process and principles of what you need to be a good trader. And alongside that, we run a fairly practical live examples of all this sort of thing. So that's an opportunity for traders to come have a look at what we do and how we do it, and hopefully we can help them.
And StockRadar, guys, is a fantastic website. I suggest you check it out. Richard, what's your website?
stockradar.com.au.
Richard Lee, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Caroline.